and the boss knows I can do a job on the right back.
Harrison, another very good away result. I think that's 6-1-0 wins away from home. Yeah. Obviously, that's great. How desperate are you guys to sort of try and reproduce that at home? Because obviously, that's where you got all your fans.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we need to make our home ground the fortress. But unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that. We haven't sent the fans home happy regularly enough. I think, I don't know what it is. We just seem to pick up points away from home and not so many at home. But we're working. We're putting the same amount of work, the same amount of effort. We have the same game plan at home, but we're just not managing to pick up the points.
Daniel described before the game that you'd probably be the underdogs going into this, and that seems to suit you guys quite well almost, that you like sort of upsetting the party, like Sheffield United, obviously the big atmosphere and stuff like that. Do you think there's a way you can almost replicate being underdogs at home, or is that difficult?
It's difficult because obviously with the crowd behind us, we're going out there and we want to be on the front foot straight away. The fans want to see attacking, free-flowing football, whereas away you can sometimes get away with soaking up a bit of the pressure, and then with the pace we've got on the break, we can hurt teams. So I think I think the boss is clever when he takes the pressure off us and says we're the underdogs and stuff.
Yeah.
But we seem to perform.
Okay. In terms of your loan overall, you've come here with sort of the security of a long contract at Southampton, haven't you? So how are you finding it overall? I mean, playing it right back and things like that. Presumably it's all good for your development, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm absolutely loving it. I can't thank the club enough for giving me the opportunity to come and play, to learn my trade. I haven't had as many games as I like with Southampton, so to come away and be able to play in the Championship, which is a very, very hard league, competitive league, it's great for me.
Yeah.
And like you said, playing right back, centre mid, it's all things I'm learning. And yeah, that's what I've come to do.
In terms of Southampton, obviously they're a club who have built a huge reputation for their academy. Do they stay in touch with you a lot and stuff? They sort of closely monitor what's going on?
Yeah, yeah. They get all my clips from every game.
Right.
They get all my data from training, all my injuries and stuff like that. And I have a text from them after every game, see how I felt.
Okay.
And then they'll go back and watch the clips, see what they felt, and then give me feedback.
Okay. Just finally, then looking ahead to Middlesbrough next week. Do you expect that to be a tough game? I guess they're in a bit of transition as well with Tony Pulis going in there.
Yeah, that's going to be a very hard game. We know we went over and turned them over at their place. They'll be looking for some revenge. And then Tony Pulis being their manager, will be a very difficult team to beat. So we'll prepare for that next week and we'll be fully ready for it.
Tom, man.
Thanks.
Well done.
Before you go,
cheers.